Waking Up with Mike and Trisha on 93.1 KISS FM.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. No, it's because I got to do all these button pushing.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Okay, so.
Hold on a minute. I got to do all this
button
pushing.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, I'll talk about this. Okay, so this is our Ask a Lawyer segment. It's brand new on Mike and Trisha Mornings, and we are talking to lawyer Michael Gopin.
Hi, Michael.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very nice. We're good. We're good. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about this morning, so let's jump right into it. So I know that if people have seen your commercials, they've seen the one about the defective 3M earplugs. Now, my son served 8 years in the military and 3 tours in Iraq, and he came back ultimately with 40% hearing loss in one ear and 20 in the other. And so you are doing this, you're part of this class action lawsuit, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so...
These are cases...
You go ahead.
These are cases against 3M, not against the Army. Many people are worried that they'll be suing the Army or the government or something like that. This is not about that. It's about the manufacturer of the earplugs itself, 3M.
Okay, so that was one of our questions. It was who is responsible for the earplugs being defective. It's the company.
Correct, exactly.
Okay, so how exactly were the 3M earplugs defective?
Well, the government contracted with the company to have these earplugs block out noise at certain levels, and they didn't do it. So they were less than the standard that was agreed upon. And so because of that error or negligence that is being alleged, people have lost their hearing, partial loss like your son. Other people have had tinnitus, dizziness, ringing in their ear issues. So there's a lot of damages that people have suffered because the earplugs weren't the standard that the government needed and requested. And that's the problem. That's the issue in this case.
Okay, so we have a question from Jose. He said he served in the military between 02 and 05. He said, I'm unsure if we use these types of earplugs, but he did do 2 tours overseas during this time. Would he still qualify?
Yes, he certainly and most probably would qualify for this. If you were in the overseas deployed between 2003 and 2015, those are the years that these earplugs were used. So yes, he would like to get him to consult with an attorney. He can call our office, and we can get him started. These cases take quite a bit of time and are extensive, but yeah, he needs to get that going. So 2003 to 2015 are the years that people are eligible for it.
How did it go
lawsuit.
So long? Oh my gosh! Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of mm-hmm. years that these things were being used,
and a lot of men and women who were serving
yeah.
with them.
Like, how could they not know in those years that these things weren't working the way they were supposed to?
That's hard to imagine. But you know, it takes time to have hearing loss, and so you know, it doesn't happen overnight. And people you know may not complain about it immediately or even realize you know the hearing may go down you know a little bit at a time. And then they have more and more needs because, you know, more and more things happen while they're overseas and their hearing gets damaged worse. And more people are figuring this out. And that's kind of what happened.
Okay. So one of our other questions is, if I'm a retired veteran, do I still qualify?
Yes, you certainly do. So if you're in the military now or a veteran, you still qualify as long as you're 2003 to 2015. Those are the key times.
Okay, so there is a trial that's coming up. Is it too late to try to get in on this class action lawsuit?
No, it's not too late. Time is of the essence, depending on when you're deployed and so forth. But no, it's not too late. Just give us a call, give another attorney a call, and come on out, and we'll look at all the facts of your case and try to get it all taken care of for you.
So what's the timeline? Like, is there a cutoff, like, once the trial starts? Is that how it works?
No, there hasn't been a set time frame yet, but we expect the deadline to be sometime in this current year. The court will let us know in terms of the class action. And there's lots of different cases. Some of them are being tried, some are being, you know, held together. So, you know, hopefully after a couple cases are decided, they'll reach an agreement with the whole entire class and settlements will start coming.
Can you explain how class action lawsuits in general work? Because this is what this is, right? A class action lawsuit?
Correct. Class action lawsuits are generally when there's a class of people, in this case, either active military or veterans, who have been damaged by, you know, a product in this case. And so there's multiple victims or you know, people who have been injured by the product. There's too many to necessarily try them all. And if you have, let's just say there's 100,000 or more people who have been damaged by these earplugs, it'd be really, really difficult to have all of these cases tried by a jury or a judge. So they gather them, kind of bind them together into a class, which a class of people, and that's how they work. You know, this has been done with a lot of drugs in the past, with the tobacco company, you know, with cigarettes and so forth. So they're very common, and they're used when there's such large numbers of people that are damaged. Much easier to do it with a class action.
So it's kind of like a all for one, one for all kind of thing, you know. So whatever verdict is reached, it's the same for everyone in that class action lawsuit.
Well, it depends on, it'll depend on, you know, how badly they're damaged. I mean, everybody's different. So if one person has lost 10% of his hearing, another person has lost 60%, you know, there'll be different degrees. So the person with 60% loss would have a higher recovery than the person with slighter loss.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you'll get a settlement,
but
what your settlement will get will depend on what your damage has been occurred.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, if you have any questions on this 3M earplugs, please do call us at 880-9393. You can also find Michael Gopin online and get your questions answered that way. But you can call us and we'll point you in the right direction. We'll be right back. It's Ask a Lawyer with Michael Gopin. We have some general questions that Mr. Gopin will answer next on Mike and Tricia Mornings.